Hello and welcome to video number one, and we're going to talk about starting your own WordPress affiliate system. So first things first, I want to talk about the video course as a whole, and then we'll talk about the things that you will need, and then of course we'll jump straight in. Okay, so this is obviously video number one. Video number two will be the video after this one, and that will be about planning your affiliate program. So in other words, before you go out and you set up an affiliate program or you worry about like the WordPress plugins, you really need to sit down and figure out what is it in a program that you want. Or maybe you need to sit down with an affiliate and ask them, what is it that would appeal to them? Of course, we'll dive in deeper in that particular video. Video number three, we'll talk about how to map out your affiliate funnel. So we're going to take all the information that we planned and brainstormed in video number two, and we're going to map it out via a flowchart system. You can use a mind map software. You can use anything just to allow you to see the structure. Video number four, we're going to talk about the different affiliate WordPress plugins that are out there and that are available to you. And of course, video number five, we'll talk about add-on plugins. So in other words, besides the core affiliate program that should be able to track everything so that your customers, your affiliates can come, they can send, you know, prospects to your site and then they get credited. Besides that core, there's a lot of different features that you can add on. And we'll talk more about that in that particular video. Video number six and seven is going to be the setup process. So we're going to take pretty much everything that we brainstormed and we talked about in videos 2, 3, 4, and 5 and show you how to set everything up step by step. So in fact, the setup process is actually a lot easier. So once you have an idea of what affiliate program you want, then it's going to be a lot easier. Now, in terms of what you need, we're going to assume that you already have a WordPress site created already. And we're going to assume that your product or service is currently being sold on WordPress. In other words, you're using something like a e-commerce plugin like WooCommerce or a cart system. In order for the WordPress affiliate system to make sense, you have to be selling something on your WordPress site, right? If you're using a third-party cart system and you are not really selling it on your WordPress site, rather you're selling it, let's say, on a third-party site, then it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And so you really have to, if you haven't created the site yet, you really have to think, how can I sell it on the site? How can I use something like WooCommerce or something similar or a WordPress membership site and sell something on the site, if that makes sense. And then of course, last but not least, you will need to have some money to purchase the WordPress plugins. You're not gonna need a lot, but you will need enough to at least get a one site license. All right, with that said, let's move on to video number two.